Okay, let's get started. Thank you all again for coming. It's a great day for Gadsden. Welcome Mint to the city, and thank you. I get to be the one to first officially welcome you. And with that, we're going to ask Pastor Matt Alexander from the First Baptist Church of Gadsden to say the invocation.
Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for our city. We thank you for the opportunity that's represented here today. God, we thank you for our leaders. And God, we thank you for this company that's coming here to help Gadsden flourish. And God, that's our prayer. Our prayer is that people here will have a great quality of life. Father, that everyone would be able to have meaningful work and do all those things in order that they might glorify you, to make this a better place, in order that we might impact this area, to make it a better place and a good place for people to live. God, I thank you for all the work that our leadership has already done. God, I thank you for the honor and privilege of getting to serve and live in Gadsden. And God, we pray that that will continue for generations to come. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Matt. When I first asked Matt if he would do this, he said, well, I've never really done this at a groundbreaking. What am I supposed to pray for? I said, good weather. So you've done it. You have done your job, Reverend. So with that, I'd like to introduce a couple of people. Let's see if I can find them. Where are the Caseys? Ah, there we go. We've got the Casey family with us, who bought this facility out of bankruptcy in 2000. They've continued to develop it, about 400 acres. What people don't realize, there's about five companies already working out here that employ over 200 people. Part of this transaction today, those people will continue to work. They'll still continue to honor the leases and continue to work and move forward. So that's a big thing to grow the entire facility. Along with the Caseys and the whole Casey family, again, a big thank you for all y'all have done and working to get this through. Jim Enzer, who many of you know, represents them and has represented them since the beginning as their attorney. And Jim did yeoman's work in helping get this settled. Appreciate that. And then there's a special guy that's out here that for the last, 7 years since I've been back, I've been working with almost on a daily basis. And people don't realize, Jerry, how many times have we shown this site? Probably 150. And Jerry Stevens, who manages the site locally, we got to the point, he said, quit calling me, just go out there and show the facility. So thank you for that, Jerry, and so we appreciate that. Today if you're here, you're important, so let's just leave it at that. But there's a lot of groups that are going to be introduced by groups. You'll have some people introduced individually as we go through the deal. If you are important enough and we left you out at the end of the program, just stand up and raise your hand. We'll recognize you. So with that, I would like to recognize the IDA board that I work for. It's an 18-member board. If y'all would all raise your hand. Appreciate y'all being here and appreciate y'all allowing me to do what I do. Some of these folks may get introduced twice, but I also want to make sure we don't leave out Holly Pegg with the Department of Commerce, who has been the project manager on this. And for y'all that really don't understand what we do in terms of industrial recruiting, a project this large typically takes 2 years to put together. We put this project together in a 5-month period, and the Department of Commerce, the Department of Environmental Management did an unbelievable job in expediting that through. And with that, I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize my family. Katrina, love you. My son, Russell, who's here with us today, thank you for all you do and your support. Now with that, I'm going to introduce Ms. Dixie Minotra, who is the councilwoman from District 6, who, interestingly enough, stays on the mayor consistently to help bring something to this facility, which is in her district. Dixie.
Thank you. I refer to Mr. Hooks as President Hooks. So today is very special. I love this area because this is where I grew up. And one block over on Wall Street at 208 was where my parents at a hardware store for over 20 years. So I know all about this area. And after graduating, I moved away and I came back 10 years ago and decided that I wanted to do something for my community, which is why I ran for city council. So I appreciate everything that everyone has done for this project, and I'm just excited to be a part. And I want to thank Senator Britt for any and all that she's done for this project. It's very special. And my next job is I want to thank the mayor. He's answered my dreams. And I'm sure maybe some of yours, but he's given West Gadsden a new life. So it's my honor to introduce our mayor, Craig Ford.
Thank you very much. This is too surreal. I got to tell you a story what happened this morning. I got my hair cut yesterday. I'm still in the National Guard, so I had to go get my high and tight ready for drill this weekend, Commissioner. Grant, and my wife comes at me with a little brush and some color, and she's going, come here, you're looking too gray. And I was like, no. So I got my hair colored for this occasion, if you can't notice. So I'm very proud to be here, Senator. I wanted to say this too to Senator Britt. What an amazing thing to have the United States Senator Katie Britt to come to Gadsden, Alabama for this occasion. She just found out about this last week and rearranged her schedule to be here with you and with us. And Senator, thank you. There's a few people I have to introduce, and I know we just got to bear through this. I've been through a lot of these when I spent almost 20 years in the legislature, but it's worth it to be able to go through this. I'd like John Moore to stand up. Tina King, Nathan Fink, Heath Williamson, Ruth Moffitt, Dawn O'Sullivan, Brittany Perkins, Brandon Phillips, and Heath, who else? Who am I missing, Tina, on our team? Anybody else? Okay, that is my team. So thank y'all very much. They're very much involved in that. So John, if you'll stay standing, he mentioned how pretty Katie Britt looked. So I'd like Wesley Britt to stand up. Wesley, please stand. Yeah. Yeah. She's not so pretty anymore, is she, John? But I wanted to introduce Wesley. A lot of times spouses get left out, and I have my lovely wife here too, Gwen Ford. And my future daughter-in-law, Catherine Sparks, is somewhere in the audience. Neither one of my kids showed up, but my future daughter-in-law did. And she's now working at Sparks Orthopedics, so we love some Catherine. But Wesley and I go way back when I was in the legislature. I told him earlier at the Fairfield Inn, we were having a meeting, and I remember walking outside, and I used to room with these two guys named Marcel Black and Richard Lindsay. And I said, there's a big old guy standing against a wall. He just started with Alabama Power, and Senator Britt was working with Senator Shelby's office. And I said, man, you want to come on in here? And yeah, he came on in. He sat down. He said, you got anything to eat? I was like, yeah. Had some crackers and Coke. And he looked like my dad when he had crumbs all over. And I'm not kidding you. He fell asleep sitting in my office. But Wesley, this is perfect Alabama, the Britts. And they have two beautiful young daughters. I guess not young so much anymore. But it's the Alabama family. It's what we all aspire to be, and how fortunate we are to have her representing the state of Alabama. So I want to recognize some other people that are here today, and I'm going to forget some people, so you got to help me out. Our local legislative delegation, who had a lot to do with this also, because they worked with the department heads and helping us get the incentive. Everybody okay back there? All right. Representative Mark Gidley, if you'll stand and hold your applause to the end. Representative Mac Butler, Representative Jeannie Shavers. Mayor Scott Reeves, Commissioner Johnny Grant, Mayor Joe Taylor, Sheriff Jonathan Horton, Commissioner Jamie Grant, Commissioner Tim Ramsey, Mayor Larry Means from Atala, Mayor Jay Howell, Mayor Center, Craig Enzer Jr., Commissioner, Colonel Brian Nawyer, who works for Senator Tubbable's office. Y'all notice I said Colonel, I'm a major. Colonel, don't forget that, please. Judge Scott Hassel, probate judge. Any other elected officials in the audience? I met Becky Norgren, who helped me with my car title yesterday. It's our revenue commissioner. Thank you. Anybody else? We got Senator Andrew Jones. No, that's on Tina, not on me, Senator. Stand up, Senator. Yeah, thank you. Anybody else? And former Representative Gil Isbell's in the audience, too. I see him. All right, thank y'all. Please be seated. Okay, I'm going to say my 2 cents to the last, because I'm going to curb my speech if we're running long on time or short on time. But I have a few things I want to say. But this would not have happened. The mayor gets a lot of credit. I was in the seat at the right time. But guys, let me tell you something, and gals, David Hooks is a, I'm football, Wesley. He's a five-star. He's a five-star recruit. He worked as a DECA chairman under the Folsom administration. He came back and worked under the Guyton administration. And when I got elected, he asked me if I wanted him to stay on. I said, do you want me to stay mayor? He and I worked together like crazy. We've been running since day one. This is our third and a half year, David, that we've been in office, and man, some things have happened. But to be able to put this together has been phenomenal, and seeing David work together has just been the best thing in the world. So y'all, I want to give a single round of applause for David Hooks. The next people that this would not have ever happened, we have to pass incentive packages, as you well know. The state of Alabama passed a very attractive incentive package for Mint to come locate here in Gadsden, but also did the city of Gadsden. The mayor can do nothing without the city council. We get along, and I'm going to tell you that means a lot when you go out and you're trying to recruit industry and you're meeting people throughout the state. They want to know if there's conflict within your city. Sure, we disagree, but we agree to disagree, and then we move on. And I want to recognize our city council people because they're very, very important to me, and they're just as much as part of this as anyone else. And I have Councilman Larry Avery on the end. If you'll stand and remain standing, hold your applause to the end, please. Councilman Chris Robinson and his wife is with him, Christy. Councilwoman Tanya Latham, who flirts with me during city council. Councilman Jason Wilson, and he even said he took his hat off for this occasion. He said he wasn't going to mess this up by wearing a hat, but I kind of like him in the hat. Our president, Kent Back, and Councilwoman Dixie Minotra's up here. Who else? Where is the other one? Councilman Steve Smith and his wife, Rita, who is an Etowah County School Board member, Gadsden City School Board. She'd please stand, so thank y'all. So the last two people I want to recognize are two people, one person I've known all my life. And I'm going to try not to get emotional, George. Where's George? George King? Right there. Sorry, right in front of my face. You're overshadowed by Wesley. Yeah. But his aunt, Fran Hawkins, is in the audience. But I want to tell you, he's from Gadsden. This plant would not be here today single-handedly if it was not for this gentleman right here, George King. His mother just recently passed away. His mother said her favorite student was my brother, not me. That makes a lot of sense. That shows you how educated she was, because I was a trouble child. But I love the King family. His grandfather was a dean at Gadsden State. Many of y'all may have known Dean at Gadsden State. He and my father were very close. But George, single-handedly, last night, it's almost like a marriage. We've had a rehearsal. We had a rehearsal dinner last night, and now today's the marriage. But we were meeting, and I said, George, I want to know, what was it that wanted you to bring this plant to Gadsden? He said, it's home. So, George, I would recognize you to come say something, but I don't know if you would like to. You're more than welcome to. This is your stage. If you'd love to say anything, we'd love to have you up here.
It's so wonderful to be with you all today. The last time I was in Gadsden, I buried my mother, who many of you knew. My family's been in Northeast Alabama for over 200 years. And I left to pursue my dreams many years ago. And as I traveled the world, people would ask me, well, where do you live? And the answer might be, well, I live in New York or London or Florida or whatever. But I would always say, you know, just as our favorite band would say, my home's in Alabama. And while I may have been gone, I never left. And I think all glory goes to God that this happened. It's such a blessing that the travels in this world and the people that came into my life allowed for a phone call to come in from this gentleman on the end, who is our new best friend, and he should never buy a beer or a meal in this town again, Mr. Myhall, who we'll meet later. It's an honor to be with you all, and just as my grandfather helped build Gadsden State, and as my father, you may remember, brought Merrill Lynch to this town in the 80s, I'm glad to make a contribution. And thank you, Mayor Ford, for the recognition.
George, thank you very much. Fran, thank you for being in attendance. I think I saw her somewhere out there. Fran, raise your hand. Love you. So I have the honor of recognizing our guest speaker, Senator Katie Britt. I don't know what to say about her. She has probably a bio 5 pages long. All I'm going to say is she's our first-term senator. She's the best senator in the United States Senate, I can tell you that. And by golly, she's from Alabama, and today she's in Gadsden, Alabama. Senator Katie Britt.
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate that. It is good to be in Gadsden. Good morning to everyone. This is such an exciting day. So I came home to make sure that I could say thank you to all of you. This doesn't happen without a lot of people doing a lot of things. And not just now, but for the last 25 years. Seeing what is, but believing in what was possible, and being willing to do the work to prepare to have a foundation for today to happen. So, Mayor, thank you for your leadership. Mr. Hooks, thank you for never stopping believing. To all the elected leaders on the council, the commission, the school board, everything. Guys, when you want to do big things, people have to work together. When people come in my office and they have different visions about where they want their city to go, or what's possible about what's in front of them, there's really no clear pathway forward. But when you all come together and speak with one voice, big things happen. When we're thinking about today, not just local leadership, but I want to thank the leadership of the state. Governor Ivey, Secretary McNair, Director Boswell, all the members of the Alabama legislature, both current and former, thank you for creating conditions where we can recruit good paying jobs for hard working Alabamians. Thank you. When I have people come in my office, it's because of that work that I get to tout not just how incredible the people of Alabama are, but the environment that we have created to hopefully allow for a pathway to the American dream for so many. I'll say this to Menth. Wow. Thank you for being willing to take a chance on this building. I'm sure as you showed it to a number of people, they maybe didn't have the vision that you have. By November, this place is going to be transformative. And it's going to fit right in to what we do in the great state of Alabama. Alabama plays a vital role in global commerce, from agriculture to aerospace to automotives. Alabama is uniquely positioned to be at the forefront of international trade partnerships and be the beneficiary of fair trade deals. Because I believe when you put Alabamians up against anybody else anywhere, if we're on a level playing field, we will come out ahead. And yes. Our long history in automotive excellence today is taken to yet another new level. This industry supports tens of thousands of jobs across our great state. We're constantly ranked within the top 5 nationally for automotive production. And last year, we ranked second for national auto exports. In 2025, Alabama's six auto manufacturing facilities, all operated by international automakers, produced an estimated 1.17 million vehicles and over a million engines. Now, suppliers like this one, we know, are the backbone of our manufacturing ecosystem. And here in Alabama, we're proud to have over 200 Tier 1 and Tier 2 suppliers. Their presence ensures that every vehicle in Alabama carries the strength of local craftsmanship and global standards. We are deeply proud to be the strongest hub in the South, and I predict we'll be the leader in the nation when it comes to auto manufacturing before too long. This new facility only strengthens that leadership. Now, this could not have happened, as we mentioned earlier, without a lot of people doing a lot of things. And when I asked Mr. Chen, I said, what made you decide on Gadsden? He said, the people, the preparation, and our customers. So the people, that's all of you. And that's what I stand here today saying, thank you. Thank you for being ready to accept the challenge and create opportunities for this community and our great state. When it comes to preparation, and you think about how all these pieces working together, the community college system and Chancellor Baker investing in advanced manufacturing here at Gadsden State Community College, and what that means for being ready to tackle this. He said when he walked in there, he thought, you've got to be kidding me. This is state of the art, not just for Alabama or our country, but literally across the globe. And then customers. This could not happen without sustained investment from our international partners. And I believe that there are 9 global automakers that are going to be customers of this facility. They are here with us today. Without them, this doesn't happen. Will you all stand up so we as a community can say thank you to you?
Thank you.
I know some of you may have a little jet lag. I've heard you've come from literally the other side of the globe. But we want to give you a proper Alabama welcome. We are so grateful that all of you have chosen to call this place home and do business with what we know is going to be something that's a mover and shaker, not just for our state, but for our country. International partners bring not only capital and global expertise, but they also fuel innovation and create thousands of opportunities for Alabamians. It is an honor to have been chosen as the home for the Menth Group's new facility, because we know Made in America takes on a whole new meaning when it's made in Alabama. Thank you to the Menth Group. Thank you for being willing to take your investment and your global headquarters and call Gadsden home. This investment is going to meet hundreds and eventually thousands of new jobs, transforming lives and communities. And as we heard Brother Matt pray, we want to increase the quality of life. We want every person in Etowah County to be able to achieve their American dream. And this facility is going to be a game changer for so many people as they work to achieve that. It's about not just building products, but about building communities and futures right here in Gadsden, Alabama. And with every groundbreaking, we are laying a foundation for a more competitive, innovative, and prosperous Alabama. One that's not just ready to compete now, but knows that we're going to lay the foundation to win on the global stage in the future. It is driven by these types of partnerships. And look, we're in an incredible era of onshoring and reshoring jobs. President Trump has laid out that that's exactly what we're going to do. The jobs that left here 20, 25 years ago, we're bringing jobs home. We want to create opportunity. We want to put Americans first as we continue to lead across the globe. And onshoring these strategic partnerships and industries will be game changers for Alabamians for generations to come. And we're seeing that revitalization where it's most needed. This project is a testament to how industry can return, bringing not just jobs, but reinvigorating communities. I am happy to see the new and innovative industries grow here in Alabama, because we know Alabama is a driving force for the entire nation and remains at the forefront of innovation and building a fair and prosperous future. So again, I want to say thank you for what you did to lead us to this moment. George, thank you for never forgetting home. And know that I am proud to be your partner, each and every one of you, stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we take things to the next level and make sure that Gadsden and Etowah County can be all that it can be and then more. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Senator. When you do a project this size, there's multiple people involved, and out of the people in this audience, there's probably been over 200 people that have touched this project over the last 5 months. And the amazing thing about it is we've kept it quiet and it did not leak out. No one spilled the beans, including the mayor. Those of you who know the local story, I had to threaten him with his life, but other than that. But the mayor's been involved in this from the very beginning, his work with us, his knowledge of working in Montgomery over the last 18 years was instrumental in helping put together a package that helped bring Mint to Gadsden, and he's done yeoman's work. It's a pleasure to have someone like the mayor working with you who understands how the process works and works through the process with you. So that I've had a partner as we've gone through recruiting, not a boss. And with that, I'd also like to introduce an old friend of mine from Montgomery, Ed Castile, with the Department of Commerce, Deputy Secretary of Commerce, and Director of the Alabama Industrial Development Training Program. Ed and I go back to 1993, if that tells you how old we are. I'll let you tell them the first project we worked on together, which was a pretty big one. So with that, Ed, you're up.
I don't know how I got to follow the mayor and the senator, but thank you for the invite, David. Listen, a lot of great friends in the audience, many people I've known for a long, long time, and it is an exciting day, and as the senator said, it takes a lot of people and a lot of teamwork. But I want to bring greetings from Governor Kay Ivey, Secretary of Commerce Ellen McNair, and just to tell you that all of us in Montgomery, whenever we have a community like this, win something like this, in the work that goes into it, as we've all talked about, it's an incredible story. And it's our story. So congratulations, Mayor, council members, commissioners, and several mayors I know in the audience, many of which will benefit, and your citizens are going to benefit from this, because at the end of the day, that's who we all serve, the citizens of Alabama. And providing them opportunities and jobs is what we get up to do every day, and they're excited to do it. So, but again, a lot of people involved. I know the power company, Alabama Powers, local power providers, ADEM, and we have ADEM's director here is going to speak in just a minute, our legislators, so many people involved. and AIDT, Burr Foreman. I mean, it takes legal help, it's training, it's so many things that go into it. But at the end of the day, we have to have a customer. And, you know, for us, it's the citizens, but we work with those citizens through the company. And with the company choosing this location, then that allows us to do our job faithfully to help these citizens get jobs. But a special thank you to my friend David. It's already been mentioned, but Holly Pegg, our commerce automotive sector specialist and project manager for this project, is in the audience too. And she certainly has been one of those that has answered the bell when it comes to how quickly this has all come together. And along with that, of course, the governor's team, legal, and all the many people are involved in as we make these commitments. Because as you know, these are important to the state and certainly important to the individuals in the room. So teamwork is the name of the game. This announcement proves once again that a team can pull it together and do the job. As the senator said, it takes all of us to do it. This, my friends, is what success looks like. And congratulations to all of you for that. This company is going to bring, at least to start with, 1,325 new careers to this community. And this announcement is going to... Yep. This announcement is going to change many lives. And that's what gets us up in the morning. So we look forward to this incredible journey with you. We look forward to the next steps, helping recruit, screen, train the employees, working with all the community resources. But we have to thank first and foremost MINT for making this choice and making this happen. Thank you, MINT.
Next, I'd like to ask up a new friend from Montgomery, Ed Polus, who is the director of ADEM, the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. You'll hear more about some of our relationships with them as well. But without them, we would not be here today. They made a big difference in moving this project forward. Ed?
Thank you. Thank you. As David said, my name is Ed Poulos, and I'm the new director of the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. But today is a great day, not only for Gadsden, but for the entire state of Alabama. But for my role, today is a great day for environmental stewardship and economic progress. We are not just making a single announcement. We are announcing that we can cut through issues and we can cut through doubt. We can eliminate the idea that yesterday's industry must become tomorrow's burden. This site, the former Gulf State Steels property, once powered this community. It forged steel and it built livelihoods. It shaped the economic backbone of the area. When operations ceased, uncertainty remained. Unknown environmental concerns, unknown questions about the future. But through our brownfields voluntary cleanup program, the narrative has been rewritten. A brownfield is not a failure. It is a potential waiting for a partnership. Through enrollment in ADEM's voluntary cleanup program, the MINT team chose a proactive path, a path grounded in transparency and accountability. A voluntary cleanup program gives developers and communities a clear framework to assess, remediate, and responsibly redevelop priorities. It provides certainty, it provides regulatory clarity, and most important, it provides confidence. Confidence to invest, confidence to hire, confidence to build. We at ADEM, we believe that environmental protection and economic development are partners. They are not opponents. Environmental protection and economic prosperity can and will exist simultaneously. Responsible cleanup strengthens communities. Stewardship creates opportunities. This redevelopment represents new jobs, new investment, renewed confidence in this community. It sends a clear message across the state of Alabama. We can protect our land and grow our economy. We can remediate sites and generate careers. We can honor our history and build a stronger tomorrow. This site once forged steel, now it forges opportunity. Thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of this day, and I can't wait till we do the ribbon cutting when it's open in Mintz. Thank you, Governor. Thank you all very much.
As you can see, a lot of work has gone into this project from all across the state. And thank you to our partners for the work that y'all have done in helping us bring and secure this project coming. Now, from the company, I'd like to introduce David Myhall, who we've worked directly with, to give you an idea and a background on the company and a little bit about the project, and then he'll be introducing the rest of the Mint team. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. I called David earlier in the week when I walked in here, and I just said, David, I'm just giddy. Now seeing all of you here, I don't know that I can come up with a word that expresses what I'm feeling inside. But for that, I just like to kind of take you on a little journey. You'll see a little bit of how the sausage was made on this, but you'll also see a tale of gratitude and how probably one of the most amazing projects I've ever seen get done in 5 months, unbelievable, came to be. And I had two partners in that. We were working day in, day out, weekends, nights, all the time. We were kind of learning about each other's families because we were interrupting family dinners, family trips, you name it. And those two people are Jeremy Coulter. I'd like Jeremy to stand. Jeremy is the Managing Director for North America for Mint. Keep standing, turn around, get your phones out, take a picture of him. Because if you want contracts, if you want jobs, he's gonna be the guy in charge. So, you know, I think the mayor might put his picture up on a wanted poster. He said he's got billboards. So, find Jeremy, bug him like crazy, and buy him the beers. He's skinnier than I am. But the other partner in this was David Hooks. And man, I love this guy. I wish we would have met earlier in life, but we're gonna be friends until we're not here and the good Lord takes us home. It has just been such a pleasure working with him, and I just can't thank you enough, David. But I didn't meet David by chance. You already heard about your favorite son here, George King. But I mean, this is an amazing story. We were looking at Alabama. We had talked to realtors. We had talked to all kinds of people. And I called a friend of mine up, and they said, well, you need to talk to George King. So I set up a call with George King, and he says, you know what, you should come down and you should go to an Alabama game with me. And I said, okay, I've never been to an SEC game before. And I will tell you, I'm from Ohio, from Columbus, Ohio. Turn off the cameras if you're Ohio Press. Roll Tide! That was an experience and a half. And I happened to meet a guy at that game, he's been mentioned many times today, by the name of Wesley Britt. And thank you, Senator, so much for being here. It is just such an honor to have you here, and it was great to meet Wesley, and Alabama won, of course. So, and what just a great time. But you know, from there we were introduced to David and started working on how are we going to see this place and take a tour. And William, who's the son of the founder, who we'll have up here a little bit later, he flew in, we came in, and my goodness, we were blown away. This town welcomed us with open arms. From the police department to the hamburger steak, which I think we ate out, was just fantastic. And we could just feel the warmth of this community, and really we're drawn to be part of it. And that was the first step of saying, you know what, this isn't the this is the place. Not only do we want to be in Alabama, we do want to be in Alabama, but we want to be in Gadsden, Alabama. Your mayor is a general, and his lieutenants and his, you know, everywhere, all the way down the line are just unbelievable. And we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the mayor. He's just a fantastic guy. I know we're going to keep thanking him, but I want to thank him one more time. Please please just thank you, Mayor. Well, then my job became talking to this guy from Pittsburgh. I'm from Ohio, and I get connected to a guy by the name of Sean Casey. You should all thank Sean and the Casey family. We've got his brother Kurt, his sister Carrie here today as well. They saw something in Gadsden Industrial Park that now we're gonna finish, but I'm just so appreciative of the effort. I mean, we talked so much. My wife doesn't like you, for the record. She's like, "Are you talking to that guy from Pittsburgh again?" I said, "Yeah." But we've become friends, and it's just been a wonderful thing. He knows every inch of this place, and he's taught us everywhere to go, where to go eat, we're supposed to go to the rail. Everybody tells us we got to go to Pruitt. So meet Jeremy at Pruitt's, because he's already been there many times, loves it. So we just appreciate that, and I can't thank enough. As we grew this team, we added in the Burr Foreman team. And most of the time, people don't like lawyers, but this group was just fantastic. I think they're out here somewhere. I would love to have Skylar Espy, Melinda Sellers, Warren Matthews. If you're out here, please stand up. We just thank you so much for your efforts. I don't know where they are. I know they're here somewhere. But just really appreciate all the work that you did on this. Greg Canfield, who couldn't be here, was also an instrumental part of making this happen. But they helped start facilitate that conversation with the state. And you know, Governor Ivey, thank you so much. You have got an amazing team. It, from start to finish, we were just blown away. We walked into a meeting with Adam and Ed Poulos, and quite honestly, that was probably the tipping point in whether or not we could come here or not. You know, this is a diamond in the rough right here, so there's some work that's gonna have to be done. And I was really concerned, because I've dealt with lots of people in government over the years, lots of bureaucracy, and you know, I had told Sean, I said, look, this will kind of determine where we move from here. And we walked into a meeting with Ed and his team, and in about 75 minutes, I heard a guy who was in charge of keeping the environment in check and clean here work with business in a way I've never seen before. I just told him before the program, and I want people to hear this all across the country, because he could teach a master class in how government should work with business to come to common sense solutions to make progress. Thank you so much for the job you did. I did say when we walked out of that meeting, I said, who is this guy? I said, I've never met anybody like this in government. Just fantastic. Just really appreciate that. And it just kept going. From the Commerce Department, when Holly was assigned to it, how quickly this came together, I think she got signatures turned around on things that normally take a month in something like 24 hours or less. Just a fantastic experience. The AIDT folks that are gonna work with us to bring in the workforce necessary to keep this plant humming. Just everybody, time and time again, there when we needed them, there at night, there on weekends, ready to serve and ready to help. And so that leads us to where we got to here today. And this all doesn't happen without a ton of people. And like I said, when we showed up earlier this week, I can't name all these people. A lot of them are here today. But this is, you know, I guess it's the mayor's crew. You know, I see a lot of them over there. You guys I can point out because you're all in uniform. Give those guys a round of applause. If the city workers of Gadsden are any indication of the workers that are going to fill this plant, you guys better send us more orders. This is going to be a great place. So, you know, again, I just can't thank the city enough. All the preparation, unbelievable. This is an exciting day for us, and it's an exciting day for Minth, for the United States. And before I have our chief strategy officer and son of the founder come up here and talk to you a little bit about our plans and what we're doing, I want to share a brief video with you to give you a little bit more background on who Minth is, what we do, and then I'll have William join us on the stage. Please welcome Chief Strategy Officer and son of the founder of Minth, William Chin.
Please be seated. So, hello everybody, I'm William, and what a beautiful day it is. You know, I think we are really blessed to have this weather, and you know, I think the problem, I was talking with David a few days ago. I said, can I speak first or close to the front, not to the last? And he said, no, but you got to speak last. And I said, but, you know, that's the problem, because the better half of my speech is all about thanking people. And they have all thanked out. You know, we're all thanked out. So I don't know what to say anymore, you know. But I do want to thank, you know, I do want to thank the strong support from the city, from the state. You know, thank you, Mayor Ford. You know, I think it's God's will that we're here, because he has a perfect name for the auto industry. You know, where else can we go? It's Mayor Ford. And you know, I'm also humbled by the presence of Senator Britt, of her presence here and the support that she's giving to this project. We are very, very excited to come to Gadsden. And of course, we have to thank our customers who are coming from, you know, far near. We would not be here if not for our customers. I mean, Minth exists only to serve. The main purpose is to serve our customers. And I was struggling, you know, a few days earlier as well. I said, how do we, because we, as a tier one, as a global tier one, we serve over 60 brands of automobiles across the world, and we don't want to piss off anybody. So, you know, how do I introduce the customers to you in order that keeps everybody happy? In the end, again, David comes to rescue and gives me an idea. So I have listed them out by the the distance they travel to come to Gaston. And so that's, you know, a fair way and everybody's happy, right? So I would really appreciate, you know, I really appreciate the customer sending their representatives to come and witness our investment decision ceremony. I want to recognize Hyundai, representatives from Hyundai, coming from South Korea all the way. And I want to recognize also our partners from Toyota Tsusho and also Aixin. They are our partners and also our customers. They're coming from Japan. I don't know which Japan or Korea is further away, but you know, I love you all. Yeah. And then we have somewhere, you know, people coming from closer to home, coming from Michigan, from Ford and GM. And then we also have our friend from Honda, from Ohio. He's not coming from Japan, he's coming from Ohio. Yep. And we have our friends coming from Sweet Home, Alabama, from Mercedes-Benz and also Mazda. And we have a representative of Volkswagen Group coming from Tennessee. So thank you, customers. And you know, everybody's looking at you to fill this place with jobs. So the pressure is not on me. And last but not least, in my thank you part, I really do want to thank David Myhall. He's the miracle matchmaker. And also David Hooks, you know, the two Davids, also a sign of God that we're investing here. Yeah. A little bit of self-introduction. I grew up in Vancouver, Canada, and I went to University of Toronto. After graduation, I lived in several cities across Asia. Nowadays, I'm spending most of my time between Tokyo and Detroit and Munich, because you know where my customers are, I am also at. I think in the future, when Alabama becomes the new Michigan of automotive industry, I am going to spend more time here as well. Yep. So coming back to Minth, we started with from family roots. My father and my uncle, they in the 80s, they started to produce exterior auto parts for the tiny Taiwanese auto market. You know, it's really not that big. But they had some success. They learned some things from the Japanese partners that we had back then. In the 90s, my father saw a huge opportunity in a foreign market, in a foreign country. And a market that's much bigger than Taiwan. So he took the leap and he took the opportunity to bring the business to the China market. In the 2000s, we came to even a bigger market, the United States market. And then in the 2010s, we went to the European market as well. Today, we have now 78 facilities in 15 countries around the world. And we serve all customers around the world, and we go wherever our customers need us to be. And I think one thing that is very, very important to me, and I would like to share with you all, is the Minth policy of localization. So starting from the beginning, wherever, you know, a new country that we will go into, we will always localize. And we would invest in the local economy, we will invest in the local people, and we invest in to grow the local community and to also make the local community a better place. And it's really, I think, a no-brainer for me. I don't know if there's any argument about that, but I mean, you produce, you manufacture where you're selling to in the same market, in the same country, and it's really a no-brainer. And so, you know, It's very important that we are investing. When we're investing here, we are making everything here and to really make the community a better place. By the way, I'm guessing some of you are Christians. I, Feels like it, yeah. My family is also Christian, and so, you know, sometimes in church, I believe everybody has some experience here. You have the pastors bring up somebody and give a testimony, whether to spread the gospels or encourage each other. I think to prove my point about the Mint's policy of localization, I would like to introduce a very great colleague of mine who can give the testimony on how Mint grew also in the United States. We have four facilities already in the United States right now. This will be our fifth and biggest by far, of course. But I would like to introduce Mr. John Zenti. He's the plant manager of our Tawas plant in Michigan, to give his testimony. Yeah.
Thank you, William. So when they called me to come up here, he said there's going to be a few people here, a couple of people here. So yes, so again, it's a great honor to be here in Alabama. So like William said, we were our first acquisition in East Tawas, Michigan. When I started there back in 2007, when Mint purchased us, I was basically an engineering trainee. And over the years, we're about an 80,000 square feet facility with about 80 employees. So if we fast forward to today, we're 350,000 square feet with over 400 employees. So just a quick talking about the Mint and the Mint family. So one thing I see a lot of the police cars and stuff here is that it was a great honor. Not only Mint helped the people, and because we started off with only two customers, now we got over 20 customers through the Mint family. And for the community, Mint, we purchased two cop cars and a small fire truck for our community, and now we're number one in our county for employer. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And again, I want to thank Mint and stuff, so they helped our community grow. And we're a very large supplier now to the OEMs. So thank you.
So thank you, John. I hope, you know, we're going to do much, much bigger things here. You know, Tawas is a town of 3,000 people. So if we're able to do that, I mean, imagine what we can do here. So, you know, when is this guy start going to talk about Gaston, you know? So let's talk about Gaston. This is, for me, you know, on the way here, you know, the city officials and friends of Gaston, they have been telling me, you know, William, you know, this is a really important deal for Gaston, you know? And I was trying to tell them, this is an important deal for me. It's 400 acres out there. This is going to be the single largest campus we have in our history in the world. Please. Please have a seat, yeah. The second largest campuses we have in the world is in Mexico and Serbia. We have around 100 acres each there. They employ over 2,000 people each. So we don't want to give out too big of a numbers because the expectation, this is a long term. We are investing for the long term, but I cannot imagine what will be here. We have been in Mexico for 17 years, and we have been in Serbia for almost 10 years. I cannot imagine what this place will look like in 10 years or 20 years down the line. I think this rendering is just a glimpse. I think it's gonna be much more beautiful than that. You know, I have an unfair advantage because I'm Asian and I look young, yeah? I don't know how old you guys think I am, but I am 40 years old this year. So in 20 years time, I will be 60. And I'm having a sort of a midlife crisis recently. But you know, I would like to retire here, yeah? It's a beautiful place. You got the rivers, you got the nature, you got great people. You know, please help me make a retirement location for me. You know, this is really a long-term future for Mint, and this is gonna be our home for a very, very long time. and I'm overwhelmed by the amount of welcome and support that we have gotten from all of you. And we will work our best. Everybody at Mint here will also work our best to get as much business as possible from our customers who is also here. So we're gonna grill them over lunch. And you know, please help me make a retirement dream for me here in Gadsden. Thank you, and thank you, and God bless you. Thank you. So I think the mayor is gonna finish for me. Yeah.
Okay, I told you I was gonna be last, so just settle down for about 30 minutes, okay? I'm kidding. I wanna say, man, if that doesn't make you wanna play ball, West, nothing will. This is great. I wanna recognize still a couple of more people, and I save these for the end. Our school system is very important to us. Gadsden City School System, Sharon Maness, Keith Blackwell. I wanna tell you how much this will generate for the school system, $1.3 million. That's fantastic. The county school will receive almost 500 and something thousand. These are tax abatements that you can't abate through the deal. So this is something great that the state of Alabama passed a long time ago. One thing I asked David in the Fairfield Inn or Fairmont, I'm not sure where we were, but we were in the room and then William said, I said, so what was the deciding factor? I'm gonna give you a lot of one-liners right now, okay? And I think Senator Britt said, what made you want to come to Alabama? And he said, Gadsden, Alabama. So we appreciate that, William. But the one thing he mentioned was Gadsden State Community College, the advanced manufacturing. Alan, are you here? Alan, please stand. Thank you. William, if I don't, you don't mind me stealing your words, William, he said, it made me jealous. That you had this facility in the city of Gadsden. Y'all, that is what helps us. And I wish Chancellor Baker was here today, and to our local legislators, Senator Andrew Jones, Butler Gidley, and Craig Lipscomb, thank y'all for providing that funding in the education budget. This is a big deal to help us recruit industry. William also said, make sure you mention my suppliers. Like any good CEO, he knows where his bread is buttered. But I want to thank you all for being here in Gadsden, and to let you know, Gadsden's open for business and we got plenty of land for you to relocate. I was telling the gentleman with Volkswagen when I was in the legislature, I was part of that team and we lost it to Tennessee. And so now he said they may be moving to Gadsden. Is that right? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. But we'll take you. So I also want to thank Tina King, John Moore, Michael Rogers. They specifically spearheaded this event along with my staff, Brittany and Dawn. Thank y'all. And we call them the two twins, Carly and Grace Kelly. Thank y'all for everything you've done. I don't want to leave anybody out, but David, it's been a pleasure to get to know you. I mentioned George earlier. Y'all, this guy on the end is very important, but you don't know he's important, and that's why he's important, because he's very humble. And in getting to know him and having dinner with him last night and drinks and getting to know him and George better, but y'all, let me tell you, that's a power team right there. That's a power team. I've never been a part of something like that. I'll tell you the truth. John Moore and I walked away, and he said, I could have spent 20 more minutes with them. And I said, they wanted 20 minutes less with us. But it's very informative of the connections they have. I want to thank our first responders for what y'all have done, showing off Gadsden. Thank you, police and fire. A special thanks to these men and women over here, Public Works. Thank you, Howell Matthews, Ty Jackson, David Cooper, Alex. Thank y'all. That's very important. So I'm going to end. I'm getting ready to end, but I want to tell you a couple more things. I want to tell you what happened when Gulf State Steel opened here. How many of y'all know what year that was? Senator Means? Larry Means? Mayor Means? Knight? I have it down as 1902. So it was almost 100 years before it closed in the year 2000. Let me tell you what was going on back in that time. JCPenney opened its first store. Thank God they went bankrupt to a lot of men. They opened their first store in Wyoming. The Wright brothers flew one of their first airplanes. The first Rose Bowl was played in 1902. Who was the president? President Roosevelt. So that's what happened. So I want everybody in the room to close their eyes real quick. Close their eyes. When this plant shut down in 2000, it affected a lot of families here in the state of Alabama. There's a lot of people standing around you right now that you physically can't see that God has put here in overalls, covered in lamp black, covered in steel, with lunch pails, and just got the news that Gadsden is opening back up a plant thanks to Mint. So thank you, William. That has made a lot of families here in this state happy. So today, William, I saved you for the last. We could not have done this without you and your family's business, and I mean that sincerely. Everybody on this stage put together, worked together as a team. We couldn't come together for a game or call a play off the sideline if it wasn't for you. And we thank you and your family, and you're very humble in how you present yourself, but you are the man and your company, and we appreciate you. Y'all, let me tell you, this is a lot of jobs to Gadsden. It's amazing. Today, Donald Trump became president and said he's going to bring American jobs back, and we thank you for that. He is in his second term. And this year, while we're announcing this plant opening up, to give you a few things that has happened in the year 2025 and right now in 2026, compared to the other years, K-pop, anybody ever heard of K-pop? They reached number one. So somebody 100 years from now is going to give this same speech and mention these items. We have a weight loss drug, if you haven't noticed now, in the year 2025, and AI has been invented. So think of the technology that has happened 100 years ago and 100 years from now and 100 years it's going to happen. And we couldn't have done it without you, William. I will say this. I Googled the Gadsden Times back in 2000. Mike Goodson, a previous publisher, had written this. He said, today, when it closed, today this giant has disappeared. Today, this giant has reappeared. So thank you, William. So, William, we are brought to present you with a gift. And this is made from the Gadsden State Community College Advanced Manufacturing.
Wow.
And it's the G, and it's presented to you, and you got to hold it from the bottom. Thank you very much. The G on that side. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. So I will close this out. Senator, thank you again for coming. Amazing. Unbelievable. Everybody from the state, thank you. Ed and Ed, everybody. Councilwoman Menotra told me to get up off my AWS and get something in her district. I think I delivered. So I hope we're good. But to everybody, this is a great day for Gadsden. It's too surreal. Y'all picture this. They're going to have starting construction. $500 million injected here. 700 jobs starting out. 1,400 jobs in year end three and maybe more. So this is a great day for Gadsden, Alabama. So let's have some fun. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for coming. There's some groups that we're going to be doing some photos with photo ops at the end, and Michael Rogers will be directing those.